Here's a thought I'll title, You Must Create Your Magnum Opus Today. Wouldn't it be lovely if we had some sort of a switch that we could just throw that would turn on our creative genius at a moment's notice? Just flick goes the switch, and your best ever photograph is produced because you command it into existence. Wouldn't that be nice? Unfortunately, that's not the way the world works. Our magnum opus happens in the midst of lots of other work that we do that, well, isn't your magnum opus. You see, I don't think you can create your best ever work with a decision that you're going to make your best ever work. No one's work is ever created that way. That doesn't mean that there isn't a magnum opus. It doesn't mean that there isn't some photograph done by Dorothea Lange like Migrant Mother or Clearing Winter Storm by Ansel Adams. They didn't set out to make those iconic images that would stand the test of time on demand. They just did their work. And with every photograph they made, I'm sure they did their very best. And some of them, a few of them, maybe only one of them, became their magnum opus. The piece of work that is the best work of their life, the one that touches the most number of people. But how do you make something like that, that touches the most number of people and is your very best work? You don't set out to do it on purpose. Instead, our magnum opus is the result of sort of just plowing ahead and simply doing our best with every effort. And I've come to believe that that's the nature of the art life. Just working, doing the work the very best you can, and then letting the chips fall where they may. And maybe someday your work will be appreciated by people you can't possibly imagine, in ways you can't possibly imagine. But the one sure thing is, if you don't do the work, that experience will never happen. So to create your very best work ever, just do your work. And at some point, you will look back, your family will look back, your friends will look back, the public will look back and say, that piece of work is the very best they ever did. And you'll look at that piece of work and say, it wasn't anything special when I was making it. I just made it. I like it. It's wonderful. I'm glad I did it. But it didn't feel like a magnum opus while you were in the process of making it. We just do our work and let the chips fall where they may. One of the fascinating implications of this train of thought is how your magnum opus may not be a universal judgment by everyone. That is to say, different people will like different photographs you've made at different levels of appreciation. Maybe I think Ansel Adams' magnum opus was Clearing Winter Storm. You might think it was Monolith Face of Half Dome. Someone else might think it means something he did over at the Alabama Hills. People's opinions differ. We all have our likes and dislikes, which is another reason why you can't create a magnum opus on demand, because whose judgment is used to determine that any given piece of work is your magnum opus? Lots of people will make that judgment, including you in your youth, you in your middle age, and you in your elder years. The bottom line is, try as you might, it's just impossible to make that fantastic, once-in-a-lifetime magnum opus piece of work rise to that level on purpose, on command, because you want it to be. No, just do the work and let the chips fall where they may.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.